It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Good day, everybody. Welcome into the Daily Score. Dave wanted to make a quick appearance on the show, so there he is. Hi, Dave. Hi. Oh, now he's getting camera shy. There goes Dave the Cat, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, and we're going to talk about the Bulls today because the Bull season is over, so it's a good time to talk about the Bulls. We're going to hear from Arturis Karnišovas here in just a second, get some of his season thoughts and what has happened with the Bulls and where they are going. First of all, if you were a little tuned out over the weekend, the Bulls did lose to the Heat and were subsequently eliminated from the playoffs. They fall to the Heat 112-91 the other night. A simple case of the Bulls shot like crap in that game. They just shot 38%. Some bad percent. Io DeSumo, 3 of 15. Kobe White, after the 42-point performance against Atlanta, was down to 13 points. That's all he had left in the tank. 5 of 16 from the field. So it was like that for the Bulls, who, again, for the second year in a row, get eliminated by the Heat. Tyler Hero was a pain in the ass in that game. 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. And I got a lot of respect for Jaime Jaquez Jr., 21.6 rebounds and 6 assists on the day. A 19-0 run for Miami really did the Bulls in. There were several moments in the third quarter, including you had Alex Caruso turning it over on an inbound pass. You had Andre Drummond with a steal in the open court and didn't know what to do with it. You had Tyler Hero with a behind-the-back pass to Caleb Martin for a three, followed by a Bam Adebayo three that just crushed you. Those are some of the daggers in that game. So there's a little bit on the game, but I know that we're really more about the big picture when it comes to the Chicago Bulls, who, again, 39-43. I was talking about it the other day that this is Arturis Karnišovas' mess officially. This is 2 years of this stuff. They knew they weren't going to have Lonzo Ball this year. They knew that. They've been transparent about it, that they were not going to have him this year, and they stood pat and made it mediocre and made it the same. I thought that Arturis Karnišovas had a good start to his Bulls tenure. I'm not giving up on Arturis Karnišovas yet. I'm not calling for the man to be fired. That would be unrealistic in the Bulls regime anyway. So let's not put our energies towards that. Let's put our energies towards, guess what? Arturis Karnišovas is on the clock, okay, to steal from myself in the show that I do on Fridays, on the clock. Talking about the NFL draft, it's time for Arturis Karnišovas to shake things up and make it better and make sure that he knows it's not okay to be this way, even if his bosses seem to tolerate it. And even if the United Center is filled all the time, stop taking advantage of those people. Let's hear that said from Arturis Karnišovas, the Bulls basketball president of operations. And we'll start with Arturis Karnišovas, who actually admitted this group has not worked.
The way I approach, you know, I'm going to look at a totality in this group. You know, this group hasn't worked. So we're going to, you know, there's a lot of great things in certain individual players and a lot of young guys that took a step forward. And it's positive, but in totality, as a group, it didn't work. So I'm going to have to find these answers in offseason.
So important that he said that. That is a change up in the actual content, the words that come out of Arturis Karnišovas' mouth, because he's been good at dodging things and generalizing. So that's a first step right there. It hasn't worked. Let's continue with that theme. He also said you cannot roll with the same team again.
Well, the analysis will start right now. And going into free agency, I think we're going to be pretty aggressive the way we showed before. Going into, you know, draft and free agency. And, you know, we obviously cannot roll the same team again and expect different results. So we definitely understand that even with some of the positivity with, you know, the clutch wins and, you know, overtime wins, we're still at 39 and we're playing and we have to somehow generate additional 10 wins. And even with injuries that we suffered this year, I think we need to change things.
I got to tell you, it is so refreshing to hear Arturis Karnišovas say that. So he knows what I know and what you know, and that he is on the clock. He is. That's 2 years of in a big market, Chicago Bulls, one of the great franchises. It's not allowed to be like that. Again, no matter what you feel, no matter how comfortable you feel in the front office, and the Reinsdorfs have a way of making people feel way too comfortable in their jobs. So good to hear that from Arturis Karnišovas. He also, let's hear what he says to the question of taking responsibility for the season, because again, while there, yes, injuries and Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball and Patrick Williams and all that, it's a part, I weighed in, absolutely, absolutely. But even if those guys were all healthy, something tells me that maybe they would have finished a few games better, but I don't think anything decidedly better, and I definitely don't think that they would have won a playoff series if they had actually gotten into a real playoff series. But here's Arturis Karnišovas on taking responsibility for the year.
The questions I can answer today are questions about the past season. I'm planning on sitting down with the staff for exit interviews. Then I will sit down with Billy, Mark, and our front office to figure out what's next, what worked, what didn't. We will look for ways to improve, and we will address our shortcomings through the draft, trades, and free agency. I take full responsibility, however, and recognizing when changes need to be made, and I believe that time is now.
Okay. Scripted statement, I can tell right there. I didn't watch the press conference, but just listening to it and having been to a million of these in my career for all of the sports, I can tell he was reading that. That's okay. It's all right. He wrote down the right stuff right there, taking full responsibility. So let's get into that a little bit, though. He said, you know, obviously there's three ways you can build a team. Draft, which is not good this year, by the way, just by all accounts of the NBA experts, this draft sucks. Victor Wembanyama is not walking through that door for this draft. Free agency, the Bulls don't have a ton of space, and unless they want to go over the luxury tax. So that brings us to trades, Arturis Karnišovas. What you say about those?
I'm always open to doing deals that are going to improve the team. And when we didn't see that there are deals available to improve the team and, you know, to still compete for a playoff spot, I'm not going to do it. So I think going into this offseason, I think we're going to be more aggressive to look for ways to improve this team.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, we'll see about that. We'll just leave it at that. It wasn't very particularly insightful. One of the big personnel decisions the Bulls have to make is on DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan does become a free agent. DeMar expressed after the game the other night that, yeah, he does, ideally, paraphrasing, he'd like to be back with the Bulls, but he, number one, first and foremost, he wants to win. So I think that he was kind of saying, if you read between the lines, this team's got to be better than it is. And that's what star players do. They put pressure on. I do believe there is a desire for DeRozan to be back, but I'm glad he said that. And here's what Arturis Karnišovas said in turn about DeMar DeRozan and his possibilities of coming back.
Well, you know, the both sides, in terms of DeMar, has been great for us for 3 years. You know, he's been invested in, you know, the city of Chicago, and it's been really great to our young guys. You know, so both sides are interested in, continuing. So we'll see what happens in free agency.
All right. DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, I mean, I think that's about the truth, that the parties are obviously very interested in each other. I understand that DeMar DeRozan is not a perfect fit because of the three thing. But as long as DeMar DeRozan is not called on to do everything that he's done. I'm not saying that he can't be your leading scorer, that he can't be the guy that gets the ball at the end, because he's shown to be terrific at that. But you definitely need a couple more guys on that team. And I think DeRozan would welcome that. Like, DeRozan's at the point in his career where, yes, he wants to win, but part of that is deferring. Like, you could tell DeMar DeRozan champions the young, like Kobe White. He'd rather Kobe White be the guy scoring 42 points as he did against Atlanta. DeMar DeRozan would probably rather not have to do historic things like he did in 2022, even though that was a blast. So I think DeMar DeRozan, if they can come to a fair deal for the both parties, I think that DeMar DeRozan is an incredibly valuable piece on a team that wants to win. How can you deny that? Just don't make him the complete focus of the team. And I think that he's, in fact, a fantastic piece on any team. Lastly, we know that Billy Nodeman's name was certainly mentioned pretty prominently for the Kentucky job. That's not happening. The position has been filled at Kentucky. So Billy Donovan never really flinched in terms of making it clear that he's the Bulls head coach. How does Arturis Karnišovas feel about Billy Donovan?
I like what Billy has done here for the past 4 years. Billy's someone that you build a program with. He's a very good coach and even a better human being. We established a winning expectation. We defined a profile for the Bulls player, and we put emphasis on player development. It is also on me to facilitate Billy with the resources he needs to build a team that can be successful consistently.
Yeah, that one was read again right there about Billy Donovan. So, you know, obviously he loves him. There's a mutual respect. And quite frankly, you know, Billy Donovan, the comfort that he has in the Bulls organization, I think he's probably pretty cozy too. But, you know, Billy Donovan would probably like a little bit better clay to work with as well. So that's where the Bulls are. It's going to be an interesting offseason to see what Arturis Karnišovas does to change this team. I'll be shocked if he doesn't. I'll be disappointed if there aren't some, at least one, you know, major augmentation to this Bulls team, but we shall see. Thank you all for listening and watching and subscribing. I appreciate you all. Thanks to Ray Diaz for producing. I'm Mark Grody for the Daily Score.